in search of wisdom.
Yes.
And the wisdom is a kind of an elusive thing that maybe your daughter would have, has some wisdom to say.
I think my 1-year-old daughter, Aloya Malka, Esther Rina is her name, has a lot of wisdom. Many times I don't have the vessels yet to truly understand the depths of the wisdom coming through. But she definitely has a lot to say.
A friend of mine, filmmaker, Albert Maysles, was talking about there was a 4-year-old who went up to his 2-month-old baby, and he said, tell me about heaven. I'm forgetting.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about heaven.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting. Yes,
I'm forgetting.
Right. It's slipping away.
And here you are having a 1-year-old daughter.
Right. Right.
Who's teaching you about wisdom?
Yes. Yes.
But you've been going around. What have you been doing?
Well, I'm director of an organization called Jerusalem Peacemakers, and I just finished a 2-month speaking tour all over North America, together with a Sufi Muslim sheikh from Nazareth. His name is Sheikh Abdel Salam, Sheikh Ghassan Manasra, the son of Abdel Salam Manasra. And we gave talks and presentations about stories of hope from the Holy Land, sharing positive stories of Arab-Jewish interfaith cooperation in Israel and Palestine, and also speaking a lot about the shared history of Jewish, Muslim, Christian interaction. Like, for example, I organized a lot of meetings between imams and rabbis. And one of the first meetings I organized was in the southern Israeli city of Eilat. And after 3 days, the chief rabbi of Eilat stood up and said, when my grandfather was the chief rabbi of Aleppo, Syria, it used to be that when Jews and Muslims had a dispute, they solved it in the Jewish court of law, called the Beit Din. And most Muslims in Aleppo then became experts in halakha. So in Israel, when we want to say something is not a big deal, we say, ze lo big deal. Right, Aloya? Ze lo big deal. Lo big deal. So Sheikh Bukhari of blessed memory, he's the co-founder of Jerusalem Peacemakers, he said, do you think that's a big deal? Ze lo big deal. When my grandfather, Sheikh Yaqub Bukhari, studied to be a sheikh at the Islamic University of Cairo, Al-Azhar University, he not only studied Islamic law, but he studied the Talmud. And then, not to be outdone, the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, it's a suburb of Tel Aviv, he stood up and said, you guys think that's a big deal? Ze lo big deal. When my grandfather was the chief rabbi of Libya, not only did he study and know the Quran by heart, but he knew all of the tafsir, the commentary on the Quran by heart, and all the Muslims of Libya used to call him Sheikh al-Yahud, the Jewish Sheikh. And there was such a beautiful spirit of cooperation that out of that first meeting, we went on to found a family of peacemakers, of religious leaders, called the Abrahamic Reunion, to unite the family of Abraham, Jews, Christians, and Muslims. So we work a lot with the mystics and the religious peacemakers in Israel to bring out harmony and to help our babies go to sleep when they're a little tired and cranky. Yeah.
And what have you learned for your own self about your wisdom?
I've learned that humility helps. It's always to find the spark of goodness in somebody, and especially if you might have a different political viewpoint of that person. The idea is to honor the devotion of and the passion that they're coming from. And that place, we can always find a bond to connect with somebody. Even if we don't agree with someone's entire political platform, we can always find that the human element. Kol ben adam nivra b'tzelem Elokim. Every human is created in the image of God and the divine image. So we can always find a way to connect across boundaries and across borders, even with someone who is our perceived enemy. And especially also in the Holy Land, in the Israel-Palestine conflict. Ken!
Mariana, what's that?
He needs to go. We need to go.
Anyway, we can maybe on Skype we can continue the conversation.
Let me just get my camera. Maybe I can take a picture of you with your baby, maybe just right here.
Website. No baby on the website.
Oh, okay.
Though, on website.
Okay, maybe the back of the baby's head.
Back of baby's head.
Okay, but this is not the maybe under better, a little better light. The sound. I can't. No time to adjust this. One of the things I'm doing, which you might, I'd love to try and connect with you and with one of.
We have a lot of wonderful videos that you could link to on our website, mm-hmm. JerusalemPeacemakers.org, on YouTube, interviews with the Sufi Sheikh, Sheikh Bukhari.
Uh-huh.
He was a co-founder of Jerusalem Peacemakers, and Ibrahim Abu al-Hawa from Mount of Olives. He's a Palestinian peacemaker. His home is a peace center on the Mount of Olives. We've basically created a family and who are already living peace and harmony. And we want to show the world that we can live together in love and, mm-hmm. and respect and dignity as a family. And we don't have to, we're not destined to hate each other or to kill each other, mm-hmm. as the media would tell us, you know, to waken up from the illusion that we're not one family, you know, that's our work. So a lot of us, especially in Israel, are caught up in the prophets used to say we have a lot of arrogance or ga'ava, so they would preach to the Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, but to wake up from their excessive nationalism and to try to reach out for a universal message,
I know,
especially about Mashiach. Mashiach and the building of the Beit HaMikdash was a message of harmony and not of war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.